Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
This is Chicago bringing us back. Saw him in concert a couple of years ago. Great, great show. Get a chance. Quick break. I should say thanks for being here. We just had a quick break, didn't we? I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, the one and only. And the world is happy about that. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com. The one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Tom Asacker is our guest. Tom is thebusinessofbelief.com is his website. I encourage you to check it out. That's also the title of his new book. Tom is talking to us about how to get out of our own way. Tom, in the last segment, you said something about Amazon, the online bookseller, which now sells everything under the sun, basically, have actually, you know, it was bad enough that they went into the selling of everything besides books, you know, in addition to books. If you Google a product, you'll get an option on Google of how to buy all that on Amazon. And Amazon, yeah. Amazon will deliver it. It comes from Amazon, even though it's somebody else's product. So here's my question, though. Amazon went into the movie business. Didn't somebody tell them, hey, there's already somebody in the movie business. What makes you think you can be in the movie business? You think somebody said that?
Listen, that is the problem, the beauty and the problem with Google as a search engine. Anytime you think of an idea today, of how to add value and how to serve people. If you Google it, you will find someone else doing it. And so immediately you look at this and you say, I'm not going to do this. Somebody's already doing it. And I'm going to tell you, I don't care what you're working on. Somebody else on the planet is working on something very similar. And when this came to light to me, that you need to ignore all that information because it's going to really just depress you and stop you from doing things that you can uniquely do. There's a writer, Vince Gilligan. Now listen, you'll love this. So Gilligan, he's the guy, he did Malcolm in the Middle, The X-Files, he did the hit movie Hancock, and he also did Breaking Bad, mm-hmm. right? Now,
not too shabby.
So he said this idea for Breaking Bad, it sprung into his head like almost fully formed in an instant. And he said he was amazed he even pitched the idea because he said on paper it shouldn't have worked. It didn't make sense.
Mm-hmm.
And then he found out after he pitched the idea that there was already a TV series called Weeds, which was a similar idea.
Mm-hmm.
And he said if he had known that show existed, he never would have gone ahead with Breaking Bad. Can you imagine that?
Yeah. Yeah,
you know. So if you just do it, I mean, if you're passionate,
especially
about
today, especially today, Tom, when there's so many people out there, I mean, in one of the chapters of my book, I talk about niches of niches of niches.
Exactly.
I mean, there's so many people out there you have access to, especially with the internet, that you can make a living just with the people who want your specific, subtle, different flavor of special sauce, but you got to find those. But you got to find those people, though.
Oh, they're out there.
I know, but you got to help them find you, because that's the key. But you're exactly right. This is what I try to tell small business owners. See, what you're talking about comes back to in a way to me comes back to the heart of one of the problems of small business owners, and that's that they don't realize that they have this special sauce. They think that it's not that unique, and that they can't charge enough for it. They can't charge as much as they need to, because somebody will beat their price. What they don't realize is somebody wants their special kind of movie, their special kind of a television series, and they'll pay for it.
Absolutely. Yeah, that's what people are missing because, and I don't know what the issue is. I mean, if they can see it. and feel the value of what they're doing, then it exists. Steve Jobs didn't go out there and ask a bunch of people, you know, do they want an iPhone? He felt the value of what he was doing. He put it in his hand and he said, they're going to love this. And they loved it. And small business owners have to have that same passion for what they do and what they offer. And if it turns them on, it's going to turn on other people.
Well, and there was a time, Tom, before the internet, there was a time when if you lived in a little town, you couldn't offer some esoteric product that was, you know, particular to your thinking, because there wasn't enough people in that town to buy that. But with access to the internet and enough people who can do a long tail search or a short tail search, you know, a local search or whatever, if you put your stuff, if you put your special sauce out there in a way that people could find it, there's enough people out there who will gravitate to you as long as you can deliver that way.
What do you think? You know what? You're talking about special sauce. Look at a company like Etsy, right? That sells all these handmade, you know, artisanal products.
Yep.
Well, guess what? Amazon's jumping into that now. They just announced that they launched Amazon.
Don't they know somebody's already doing that, Tom?
That's just what I'm trying to tell you. Everybody's doing everything, but nobody's doing it uniquely like you can do it. So go do it.
That's exactly right. Well said. Folks, check out the website. TheBusinessOfBelief.com by Tom A. Sacker. That's book two, by the way. I encourage you to get it while you're there on the website. Hey, Tom, good job today. Come back soon.
I will, Jim. Thanks for having me.
Tom A. Sacker, ladies and gentlemen. I told you we'd have to be thinking when Tom joined us. I'll take a quick break. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me. So I don't have to dream alone.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.